you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Nahum chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him, but with an overwhelming flood, He will make an end to Nineveh. He pursues His foes into darkness. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. It's Testimony Tuesday, and you know I get really excited about this day. And I have two special friends, two special guests that'll share some of their faith journey. And I opened up with Nahum chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, because Denise says, oh, Mark, it's a great verse. And I love the part, the Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. I mean, we all could be encouraged by that verse, knowing that He can be our refuge, that He cares for us, that we can trust in Him, that He is good. But I asked Denise, what about the second part? And so it's going to be some of her testimony time to share why she loves this verse. And I thought of you two when yesterday's program aired and we were looking at Acts 1:8 during Memorization Monday. And that verse says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, because we figured out about 17 or 18 years ago, you were on a trip to Israel with me, and you got to see firsthand what it's like to walk the streets of Jerusalem, to be in Judea and Samaria. And now with your own ministry, Kingdom Acceleration, you're doing some of these very things, equipping people to go into all the world. You're supporting different nonprofits in unique ways, and you have really a heart for people. So by way of formal introduction, today on Testimony Tuesday, I have Russell and Denise Myers here in the studio at Lincoln Square. We call it the Great News Radio Center. They've been married for 30 years now mm-hmm. and known each other for about 41 years. You have two daughters, two sons, 12 grandchildren, and even a great-grandchild. How can that be? You're way too young. Married at, what, 10 years old or something, you know. But I want to point out on the front end before we get into Testimony Tuesday that this Saturday night at 7 p.m., there's a special Zoom event taking place. Why don't you tell us about that? And I'll point out that you can find out more at CUFI.org. That's CUFI.org/events. So this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Denise, what's going on?
This is going to be so exciting. It's a topic about Dr. King's pro-Israel legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the panelists is going to be giving us a history of how he stood up for Israel, and even some of the people that marched with him was of Jewish descent, and they supported his legacy. And so this is so far different than what we've ever done. Before, we did a white Israel, but this is good to bring this up on Black History Month, mm-hmm. and I thought that would be really, really good.
Yeah, and it just so happened it's this Saturday, so
yes.
It's perfect to have you two in to talk about that and share some of your faith journey.
Yes.
And I knew you when you were only like a citywide director for CUFI. Now you're a district director, and was it about a year and a half or 2 years ago we had this special event here at Lincoln Square? We had a speaker come in from CUFI
yes.
and share about why we as believers, why we as Christians should have a heart for Israel and
yes.
recognize the unique work God is doing through this people and through that land that we so love. And it's always been exciting to see the impact that CUFI is having on our nation, on the politicians. But let's first share a little of your own testimony. And what I know you two best by is some of the best, tastiest, delicious, popalicious popcorn and
yes.
other things that used to sell at Marketplace Mall
yes.
and, you know, a little business venture that you had going on for a few years, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. And God kind of moved us out of that, and I went into full-time ministry, but I love making that popcorn and just enjoy people enjoying the gourmet popcorn that we made.
I know when we had a couple different events, you made a bunch of little bags for us and spoiled our staff with the treats, and oh, I miss that, but yeah, you had your Papalicious stand over at Marketplace Mall, and you've been entrepreneurial in different things, but you've assisted with many different ministries. Now, I know currently, Russell, you work for Silgan Closures, and so most all of us probably don't even realize that the caps that are on the various bottles, whether it's Gatorade or drinking water or whatever, probably you had your hands in on them or you helped facilitate their making, but you've been a truck driver, you've been an entrepreneur, owner of Papalicious. You've done other things, but I know you've also volunteered with this radio ministry and assisted us with tear down or clean up or set up, or you're just kind of one of those servant types that help wherever is needed. Why don't we start with you with a little of your faith journey before I ask you, did Denise take your breath away the first time you saw her? But how did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
As a kid, I think most people are introduced to Christ as a kid, so that's how I got mine. My grandmother was very instrumental in that walk of mine, so I got saved, and I've been saved probably, I want to say, since about 10 or 11. I have rededicated myself back, you know, when you fall off the wagon or something.
Sure.
You know, so I rededicated myself once or twice, but now my walk is strong, and my faith is forward, and my eyes is on the prize, you know.
And when you say you were saved, for some of the people that maybe are unchurched or tuning in on one of our 19 frequencies and don't know about having a relationship with God, was there a definitive moment where you recognized yourself as a sinner needing Jesus, or did you just say, there's got to be a God behind this universe? Did it just come natural, or what had you become a follower of Jesus?
Well, again, I was young, so it wasn't a bing, you know, light coming on. My grandmother said, this is what you need to do, and you're going to do it.
Sure,
so I did it.
Yeah, sure.
As I got older, I realized that was a right decision.
Right.
Because I don't want to go to hell.
Right.
You know, and the way she described it, the way the old preachers back in the day had described it, that was someplace I didn't want to go. So I did it, and I did it for that reason.
Sure.
But as I got older, I realized this is what has to happen. Your soul is going to go somewhere. Where do you want it to go? So,
and you probably, as you started reading the Bible and attending different churches and growing in your faith and on this faith journey, you saw Jesus become more than just a Savior, but personally involved in your life, somebody that you could pray to, somebody that you could know in a real personal way.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's done several hundreds of things or thousands of things in my walk with him. Most recently, again, the job with Silgan. I was hired there as a temp. And I guess I'd done such a good job in 2 months, they decided to bring me on full-time, full benefits. So, you know, that was just the latest testimony. I can keep going forever, but I just thought I would throw that one in.
That's one of those where I would say God is good, and you would say all the time. God is good. And when did you first set eyes on Denise, and what happened shortly after that or in the pursuing months?
Denise and I worked at a steel mill up in East Chicago, Indiana. This was back in 81, And we were about 100 feet apart walking in the same direction. I had just got hired. She was already there, and I saw her. I looked across this big opening and wondered, who is that? You know, so I went back and talked to some of the other guys. Oh, that's DJ. You won't get her. She's this and she's that. I was, okay, watch. And I just made it my point to ask her on a date. Of course, she turned me down about 10 times. But eventually, I think I won her over. Well, I did, because we're still married now. But I won her over, and that's the way it went.
Maybe you even wore her out. Okay, I'm sick of saying no. So what were your initial thoughts when you see this strapping young man, Russell, come into this new position and see you from across the room?
Well, first thing I thought, I said, well, he kept asking me, and I told him, I said, I date men, not boys.
Oh, wow.
And And he is a little younger than me. And I said, well, you know, and I'm like, oh, God, I wish he'd leave me alone. And then finally, like he said, I just said, yes. Okay, you can, yeah, we'll go on a little date.
Yeah, yeah. And isn't it like God to bring different people together with different life experiences, with different gifts? So what would you say you most appreciate, or how does he help balance you off?
Well, when I first met him, he was a lot calmer than me, more settled-like, and that's how he balanced me out, because I was popping all over the place,
sure,
young, popping all over the place. And he was kind of, even though he was younger than me, he was still kind of mellowed out.
Yeah, stabilizing force.
Yeah, he was a stabilizer, so.
Well, what triggered your faith journey? Was it parents, a pastor, a message?
Actually, it was his mother that triggered my faith. I had came to the end of myself, just being out there, being a wild and crazy girl, and I had just came to the end of myself, and I didn't know his mother was praying for me, but she had prayed for me like for about 4 or 5 years. And finally I came to the end of myself, and I didn't know which way to go or how to receive Christ. But one night I was looking at TV, and this TV evangelist was on, and he read my mail. And I received Christ that morning at 2 or 3 o'clock. And I decided I wasn't churched. And I said, I need to really tell someone what happened to me, And finally, I got up, I got dressed, and I couldn't figure out, what church am I going to go to? I couldn't figure out what church I just got dressed, took a shower, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, still dark outside. I got dressed totally in white. Why? I have no idea. And sat there and waited to daybreak. And my mother-in-law had been asking me to go to church with her for quite a while. And I called her. I said, what time does church start? And she said, it starts at 10 o'clock. I said, okay. Never told her I was coming. I was the first one at the door. Actually was the only one that went to the cross that day. And the pastor read my mail again, the same thing that TV evangelist had said. And I just felt like I was scared to get up there. I knew I needed to go and give my heart to Christ. And he was open up the altar for people to come up there. But I was the only one that did go. But it felt like something lifted me out the chair and just took me up there.
Sure.
And I'm like, how do I get up? How did I get up here?
Yeah.
I never felt my legs moving and getting up out the chair. So I got up there. And when I got up there, this pastor's face totally changed. And it looked like I couldn't see anybody there in the church, nothing. It looked like like a panorama. And he looked like Christ. His whole features changed. And when he couldn't say anything. He couldn't lead me to Christ, because once I got up there, I just fell on his chest and just started crying. So it was like 5 minutes before he led me through the prayer.
Sure.
And my mother-in-law was up in the nursery with the children at church, and she said, that's my daughter-in-law.
Wow.
The only one that went to, she said, do you know how long I've been praying for this? It was an awesome time.
Those baby steps, the initial start of that faith journey that
yes.
has led you to start Kingdom Acceleration. I guess a couple of years ago, it's been ministering to other organizations and doing what you feel called to do. So talk a little about what you're doing through Kingdom Acceleration, and even this CUFI event, I think, is one of the things you're helping to promote.
Yes. Kingdom Acceleration, its mission is to help other ministries and to sow into other ministries, whether it be volunteer work, monetary gifts, raise others up to show them just how other ministries work as far as going overseas or even in the community. Feeding the hungry, whatever the community or the region needs, we're there.
Yeah, I know you've supported Great News Radio for a number of months, actually a couple of years now, and I think it's March 6th or something, I'm going to be on a Zoom call with your staff and others involved in your ministry to tell them a little about the work that we're doing, and so we appreciate Kingdom Acceleration. And how could people find out more about that ministry, or whether to plug in or to support it or to be in touch with you?
At this time, we haven't been really out there, like, you know, publicly.
Sure.
But now we are pulling everything together so that people will have a website to go to.
Okay.
Also, there are some teachings that'll be going on. And one of the things that we do, we promote other ministries, like what we're doing with KUFI. KUFI is our main ministry.
Sure.
Bringing information about Israel and things like that. And I'm so happy that I'm able to do that because I was first introduced about Israel from you. So.
Yeah. Well, it was great having you and Russell on that trip. I think we figured about 18 years ago. And one of the first things I remembered this morning as we were talking about that trip was the testimony time you gave when you were being rededicated because you had had some major health issues that God miraculously has taken you through. And I remember you sharing, and it really sparked a lot of community amongst the group where it just drew us together because you were really transparent with the breast cancer that you were going through. And yet I think it really was used of God to draw us together and praying over you. And so it's neat to see how God connected us almost 20 years ago and continues to connect us now. Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody tuning in, Denise, that's maybe struggling with a concept of the loving God because they're being traumatized, they're going through hard times, they're disenfranchised with life, maybe there's a lot of hurt that's unresolved, they can't see a loving God behind it? What would you say to that man or woman, boy or girl?
Sometimes when we go through difficulties like that, and we think all the time it's for us or it's like a woe is me. But one of the things that I tell people, when you go through hard times like that, it's really not for you. It's for other people because there may be somebody that you meet in life and they may have be going through the same thing that you have been through, but you could tell them that there's light on the other side because you have been through that. And one of the things I tell people all the time, you cannot minister to someone else about something they never went through. Okay? And so when you go through these testimonies, it's for to give to other people. And they're apt to listen to you when you have been through the same thing they've been through, whether it be drugs, whether it be health issues or something like that, and see that you came out on the other side. You didn't unpack your bags there and made a vacation there, but God brought you through those. And it's to raise your faith. And that's why you give those testimonies, to lift people's faith up that God is still with them.
And it kind of ties back to this Nahum chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, the Lord is good. And so hopefully through today's testimony, people can realize we do serve this great, awesome, wonderful God that is good. Mm-hmm. He's a refuge in times of trouble. We can go to him because of his character, his love for us, his compassion for us. He cares for those who trust in him. So one of those beginning steps in a faith journey is to trust in God, to, if you will, trust in the unknown. But there is a God behind this universe. He does care for you. He created you. He has plans and purposes for your life, but you need to get to know him. But know that he does care. And then it's interesting, this verse 8 of Nahum chapter 1, but with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end to Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into darkness. The fact that God is also just.
Yes.
He's merciful, but he's just. And so if there's been an injustice in your life, he can be there to carry you along, to show compassion and care and to embrace you. Even in your suffering,
yes,
God can brace you. And you felt that even during your cancer and the treatments, right?
I really did. I felt the Lord that was there, right there with me. But one of the things that I didn't do, even though there were sometimes my energy would be really, really gone, and my husband used to have to pick me up and carry me to different places or either get a wheelchair. But one of the things that I did do, even during my suffering, I made sure that the attention, that, you know, all the attention wasn't on me, but there I could still pray for people.
Right.
You know, pray for people. And that's what I did. One of the things that I did do, I didn't just concentrate on myself. I took the attention off of me. and put it on someone else, because so other people are hurting too.
Yeah.
I took that energy and put it to good use.
That's really a great word for all of us, because there are many people that are shut in, or
yeah.
we have listeners that are incarcerated, that mm-hmm. the power of their prayer, the power of those that say, well, what can I really do? Prayer is so fundamental or so foundational
yes.
for God to be at
mm-hmm.
work. And so he responds to prayers. And
mm-hmm.
I know, Russell, you must have been praying some 30 to 40 years ago for God to equip you with a wonderful godly wife, that you assist her, or you both work together through Kingdom Acceleration, and mm-hmm. you have that servant's heart too. I appreciate your work with Great News Radio and certainly with Kingdom Acceleration, and I'm sure Denise has you hopping and lugging things around and setting up and doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work.
All of that, yeah.
You know, it's neat how God will really balance off mm-hmm. relationships and bring people into the life. He's done that even with our radio board and with our Great News mm-hmm. Media team, you know, people that have different gifts and abilities. And, you know, I use Karen all the time. I create some of these writings, and she edits and tweaks it and says, this might be a better word. And then we have somebody else that's gifted in this area, and they bring that to the table. So
that's good.
It's neat how God is using both of you through Kingdom Acceleration. So somebody's intrigued about this KUFI. Give us in 1 minute what's going to happen this Saturday night when they participate and are a part of the Zoom call.
There will be a speaker, and his name is Pastor Dumasani.
Dumasani.
Yes, Pastor Dumasani. Well, he was living in California, but now he's in North Carolina. But he will be bringing this presentation about Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy about Israel. And there will be a question and answer at the end. And most of it will be about history and see how we tie in with Israel, even being people of color.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Saturday night, 7 p.m., and you can find out more and be a part of this Zoom conference at KUFI.org/events. KUFI.org/events. Well, thank you, Russell and Denise, for being a part of Testimony Tuesday. To God be the glory, and keep walking faithfully in his ways and according to his will. And we'll pray up Kingdom Acceleration Ministries and the work that you continue to do in the days ahead.
Thank you. We thank you so much for inviting us.
All right, everyone. Don't forget, Saturday night, 7 p.m., KUFI.org/events, and be praying up Russell and Denise and their Kingdom Acceleration Ministries. That's touching Great News Radio and other people throughout our area. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Russell, and Denise Myers with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.